strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. In order to make preparations for important tasks and for work to get done, I, for one, work best when I have a deadline. We ask ourselves the important questions: when is this work to be done by? How much time does it take to get this work done? For example, we all know the day when our federal taxes are due. And most of us are rather intimidated by this organization called the IRS. So we don't wait until April 14th to get started on that task. Sometimes, for instance, also when we get a bill in the mail, the bill says due immediately upon receipt. I waste no time. I get out the checkbook, write out that check, put that check in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and walk out to the mailbox. What is challenging, though, about the call of Advent is that God tells us to be ready. And there's no deadline. It's almost like the bill due immediately upon receipt. What is challenging about this time, this calling we have to get ready for Christ's coming, is that we don't know either the hour of our death or the day of Christ's second coming. For us to be ready to meet God whenever, we need to be ready today. For us to be ready to meet God whenever, we can only come in preparation through what Christ has done for us. No amount of our working or preparation will cut it. It is only through Christ that we can be ready to meet God. In our gospel reading this morning, we see Zacharias and Elizabeth as models of faithful believers who were ready to be used of God, not only in the birth of their son, John the Baptist, but they were just prepared to serve the Lord in whatever capacity. And their example reminds us that those who are faithful in little will be also faithful in much greater areas and avenues of ministry. So first of all, Zechariah and Elizabeth serve as godly examples as they lived in obedience to God's commandments. From our gospel reading, we hear these words describing the character of Zechariah and Elizabeth in Luke 1, 6 and 7. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord, but they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they were both advanced in years. Zechariah and Elizabeth's faith were evident in their conscientious obedience to the word of the Lord. This is not to say that they were sinless, because they weren't. But their life was a life of consistent obedience to the Lord and a firm faith in the true God. Therefore, this summary of Zechariah and Elizabeth's lifestyle of obedience to the Lord's commands is a statement of their faithful character and, in essence, a wide-angled lens of their consistency in obeying the Lord. There is a necessary connection between our love and faith in God and our obedience to God. But I also quoted the verse which speaks of the hard road of a childless couple who, even though they wanted children, were not able to have children. On top of that, disappointment is the frank statement that both Elizabeth and Zechariah were advanced in years. That's a gentle and diplomatic way of saying that they were already past the sunset years of their lives, especially in regard to childbearing. They no doubt had suffered the heartache of not being able to have children. And I think at this point they had grown accustomed and had made peace with that reality. And now, here's a further stretch. I don't know how old they were, 40, 50? I don't know. But now they're given the news that they're going to be children. You're going to have a child. And I don't know which is the greater disappointment. Not having children through your sunset years, or being told you're going to bear a child, and the first thing that comes to Cedric's mind is tired parent syndrome. This fact helps to illuminate and fill out the godly character of these parents. They trusted God and were faithful in serving God amidst their heartache and disappointment. They were not fair-weather followers of God. They continued to trust God even when life hurts. And that's a test of our faith in the Lord. Certainly, one aspect that nobody wants or desires is facing harsh realities that disappoint us and don't go away. And we must live in and with that disappointment and continue to trust God even when it appears that He is silent on the matter. By passing this test of their faith and continuing to love and serve God without children, they would also prove to be faithful in serving the Lord with a child in the advanced years of life. Each circumstance of first being without children through the prime of life and then being with children in their older years presents its own challenges. And yet, Zechariah and Elizabeth serve God in the opportunities that face them in the here and now. Like them, we need to faithfully serve God in the here and now. Not in the circumstances that you wish you were in, but in the circumstances you're actually in. While Zechariah was commended in Luke 1:6, we also hear Zechariah being rebuked by the angel of the Lord in these words in Luke 1:19-20. The angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and bring this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." When Zechariah is given the news that a son is to be born to him and his wife in their old age, he temporarily stumbles and flounders a bit, not believing in the angel's words to him. While Zechariah was a faithful believer, at this moment he succumbed to doubting God's word and promise concerning this son. And so the Lord disciplines him, and he can't speak for 9 months. That alone is a huge test. I can't imagine. And while this was a temporary lapse of faith in God's promises, he repented of his temporary unbelief. At the end of chapter 1, Luke records the birth of John the Baptist, and he also records this incident of Zechariah getting his voice back, and Zechariah praising God for his goodness. In verses 67 through 79, Luke records this song, and in verses 76 and 77, Zechariah says concerning his son, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins." Zechariah's voice was restored by the Lord, but more importantly, Zechariah was spiritually restored and forgiven of his sin for not trusting in the word of the Lord concerning this child. Zechariah and Elizabeth serve as models for us, saints who had clay feet and yet trusted in the saving mercy of God to deliver them from sin and death. Secondly, Zechariah and Elizabeth were people who faithfully sought the Lord in prayer. Luke 1:11 through 13 says this, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John." The angel Gabriel appears to Zechariah while he is offering incense in the temple. If we look back at the Old Testament temple, we see a pattern of worship which teaches the people of God how to be in proper relationship with God. The temple worship included the people bringing sacrifices to the priest to make atonement for their sins, to hearing God's word read, for God to be praised in song, and for God's people to pray to the Lord. Zechariah and Elizabeth are examples of the faithful people of God seeking the Lord, not based on their righteousness, but on the righteousness provided by Almighty God. They came to the Lord in the Lord's way, through what God had commanded in the Old Testament to make atonement for sinners in the presence of the Holy God. These sacrifices pointed forward to the once and for all sacrifice of Christ, who was yet to come at this point, who would make atonement for sinners. The reason why Zacharias and Elizabeth's prayers were answered is that God had provided a way for his people to be reconciled to him, and then they were able to enter into the privilege of prayer. The saints of God in the Old Testament look forward to the Messiah, whereas we, the saints of the New Testament, look backward to the work of Messiah. But we're all saved in the same way, by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus. As we have already heard in Zechariah's song, that he blessed God for the ministry of his son, who would proclaim the knowledge of salvation and the forgiveness of sins through the coming of the Lord. Having been forgiven of our sins and reconciled to God, we want to come before the Lord and pour our hearts before him in prayer. One of the fruits of genuine faith in the Lord is seeking the Lord's face in prayer. And Luke 1 presents us with this portrayal of a righteous man and woman who prayed regularly and earnestly. When the angel informs Zechariah that his petition has been heard, it's some question whether he's talking generally about Zechariah's prayers or specifically this prayer for a child. It's hard to tell from the context, but since the angel immediately speaks of Elizabeth bearing a son, perhaps it's both their prayers in their totality, but also especially this prayer for a child. Zechariah and Elizabeth show us this godly example of praying and consistently seeking the face of the Lord. We have this great privilege as believers to come into the presence of Almighty God through the work of his Son and intercede for ourselves and others. This great ministry of prayer is to be the habit of all believers. And it is powerful because we're talking to Almighty God, the one who is all-powerful and all-merciful and all-wise. And we have an audience with God at any time in any day. What an awesome privilege this is. We have this great privilege because of God's grace on us, his great and undeserved love and mercy. Zechariah and Elizabeth were faithful believers who had no idea until the day the angel Gabriel appeared to him that they were going to be parents, let alone parents of this one who is to be named John, the forerunner of Messiah. They welcomed the coming of this child and the coming of Messiah, the Christ child, as they sought to love and serve the Lord and wait upon him humbly in prayer. May God strengthen us to serve him in both the small things and in the big things. but above all, that we might faithfully serve him and seek his face in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the faithful example of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Give us grace to follow their example in our service to you and of our worship of you. These things we beg through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.